Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is doing great things. People are going to be surprised at the outcome. In the duration of life, the things, the challenges, the responsibilities, everything that you have to do every day, all the challenges, they don't outweigh what God is doing. What God is doing works. God is mightily moving by His Spirit. And when I say He's moving by His Spirit, I mean it every time. All throughout the ages, the Lord has been doing, He's been consistent with His wonderful love towards His people. But people focus on so many things. But when people see the light or hear His word, they enter into His light. What happens to them is off the charts. This is why people of God are so dedicated. They're enjoying a relationship with the Lord. They're enjoying a wonderful relationship with the Lord. So God is consistent with His love from the beginning till the end. He's consistent with His love. Jesus will reign 1,000 years. He will defeat Satan fully. And the last enemy that will be destroyed, my friend, is death. Now, in order for us to get started in the things of God, we have to believe on Jesus Christ. And when we hear His word and His word take root in us, then Jesus gives us the power to become the sons and daughters of God. Also, we become joint heirs with Him. And as He is, so are we in this world. And the war that's already in play before God made man, this war was going on. And God gave man authority over the earth and all the living things that's on the earth. Satan's not supposed to have any say-so here. But our primary ancestor, Adam, listened to Satan, and he ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that's how Satan got legal rights to be here. But Jesus came, and the second Adam, Jesus is the second Adam, he came and destroyed the works of darkness. He went to the lowest of hell, stayed there 3.5 days, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and when he rose up, all power was given to him in heaven and in earth. And then he gave us power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Good doctrine. God loves us. Now, our authority is so that we can fulfill the perfect will of God. It's not so that we can show off before our friends. Jesus said to the 70 when they returned, don't rejoice because you have power over devils, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And power over Satan, that's just a byproduct of our wonderful salvation. Now, the Lord told me to focus on the good heart. I've been talking about the parable of the sower off and on for years, and I use it in many illustrations because it's so relevant. When we can't relate to the Lord unless we believe Him. So when the Lord speaks, when He gives us His word, He loves us. His word is full of love. And He wants to bless us. So everything that the word that He gave us so we can build our lives and do and live and be just like He is. It was always God's full intention for us to live in His image and not the image of Satan. Now, you can't do warfare against the wicked if you think wickedly. If you think like Satan, you're going to have a hard time defeating him. That's why James said, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Very important. God is full of order. He does things in an orderly fashion. And with good reason. Nothing he does is without wisdom. Nothing he does is without love. Nothing he does is without holiness. Everything God does is pure. So, when we take time and hear His word, we begin to have share the same life that He is sharing with us. We get to partake of it. Now, I want to go to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read the first part. Now, what He said and what He taught us in Mark chapter 4 is very important. All right, this is Jesus talking. Mark 4 verse 1, it says, "And He began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto Him a great multitude, so that He entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And He taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in His doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and divided up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, not much dirt. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth, it had no roots. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit." Now we're going to get to the key verse. Verse 8. "And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, some 100. Now we want to focus on the good heart. The good soil that bore fruit. It did the will of the sower. So I'm gonna ease on down to the next key verse, and that's key 15. All right, verse 16. All right, verse 20. I'm sorry. "And these are they which are sown on good ground." Now I've talked about the others before. The stony ground, wayside, stony ground, and the thorny ground. But verse 20, he said, "And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, Psalm 30, Psalm 60, and Psalm 100. Very important. Let's go over it again. "These are they which are sown on good ground." This is the good heart. This is like a prepared garden. The dirt is full of nutrients, is ready to receive and bear fruit. But the heart don't bear fruit, the word does. So if your heart is the type of heart that will receive and embrace and love the word of God, then the word of God will bear fruit in you. Now, sometimes along the path of your life, you're going to meet people that said they tried the things of God and it didn't work for them. I've heard people say, "I tithe, but I didn't get nothing out of it." You know, people say stuff, then they quit tithing. Well, guess what? The things of God, you must mix faith with His word. Because I've heard other people, when they began to tithe, they began to be blessed, walking greater forms of blessings almost immediately. And they continue to do what they should do in life. They apply wisdom to their life. And they sought to love God and do His will. Now that life was working. But if a person does, if they do the acts or the deeds, the good deeds, without faith, it's not going to work right. The difference is when you embrace the truth of God's word, it forms in you. If the word has roots in you, then it can bear fruit. Everybody gets challenged. People with a good heart get challenged all the time. If you don't believe me, set out to do good. You're going to meet the devil. The devil's going to come to challenge you some kind of way, at some point in time, he's coming. This is why when God give me something to do, an assignment, the first thing I do, I bless it. I receive it because I fully intend to do it. I don't wrestle with God about things like that, because you can't Ministry is warfare, and you can't fight Satan if you think like him. So I need the mind of Christ. So the first thing I do is bless the assignment. I have joy. Joy is the first gift you get when God gives you an assignment. I know that I'm on the road to something better. I know that God is going to grace me to do something wonderful to help others. And I want that to happen. So every broadcast I do, everything I do for the Lord, I do it. I'm willing and obedient. I want to do it. Nobody makes me do it. I want to do it. So I bless it. The second thing I do is protect it, because I know the devil's coming to try to destroy it. He'll use distraction like he always does. So I don't trip up over his distractions. And I can tell you story after story about how in detail how he tried to stop me and distract me. But when you have a good heart, you can live undistracted. That don't mean that the distractions and the challenges won't come. But guess what? By the Holy Spirit, when the Lord brings things to my attention, he tell me what the devil's doing. Sometimes he tell me who he's going to use. Sometimes he showed me in a vision. And I see things in the works and I rebuke it. See, if you fight spiritually and if you learn to fight spiritually, you can always win and there'll be no casualties. But if you fight, and I got that from Henry Groover. And you know, it's a good idea to listen to the broadcast of Henry Groover there on YouTube. You ministers out there, every minister, every man and woman of God, and every Christian need to listen to the teachings of Henry Groover on YouTube. Good information. That was a blessed man of God. And there are many others. And it will enhance what God is already doing in your life. You know, God gave us gifts through people with a good heart. And he was one of God's generals. I love this man. He went on to be with the Lord in 2019, I think it was. So, but his videos are still on YouTube. Now, and also, while I'm doing announcements, don't forget the website, newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And everything's free on the on the audio pages. This broadcast is on there in real time, along with the others, all the way back to 2016. And also, I got a new page for my father, Reverend Thurston Edison Hamby, Jr. But he didn't go by Jr. But I'm the third. He was Jr. But he was known as Thurston Edison Hamby, Reverend Thurston Edison Hamby. And I'm making an audio. I have an audio page for him in real time. It's on the website. You can listen to some of his sermons. And I'm beginning to clean up the cassettes and put them on there. And that's going to take time, but it's already made. Now, I want to share. The good heart embraces the Word of God. Now, a good example of this is Mary. Now, if you study Luke. Chapter 1. Now this is for your study time. I'm going to read the portion where the angel appeared to her. Luke chapter 1 verses 26 through 38. Now this is your business. This is your history. You need to know how Jesus came about, because he had to come through a woman. In the sixth month, and the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? She didn't know how to salute him, how to greet him. Verse 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And he said, Mary, unto the angel. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? She's still a virgin. And the angel said, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing is impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Okay, she received what the angel said. Now, there's a lot of good history from 38 to 56. It talks more about her meeting with her cousin, Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. But we're going to skip that and go to Luke chapter 2. In Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, I told you that when you receive the word of God, a good heart is not without a challenge. So consider these verses till we get to verse 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own country. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now watch what happens. Verse 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is the Christ, the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen them, they made known abroad and the saying which was told them concerning this child. Now they didn't have any place to be except a manger. There was no room in the inn. You know the story. So if God is going to be born through a woman, and that, and she don't even have a decent hotel to go to, a manger. The Son of God had to be born in a manger, but that didn't stop Mary. The wise men came. Verse 17, and when they seen it, all right, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Now watch this. But Mary kept all these things and ponder them in her heart. See, she didn't just waste the word of God. She didn't let the cares of the day hinder her from believing what the angel had told her. Was this easy? No, a challenge is not always easy. But when you focus on what God is saying, if your focus is pure, then you can easily overcome Satan and all of his efforts. Now, this is not over yet. Mary pondered these things in her heart. Mary kept all these. She kept the word. The word was steadily growing roots. And she pondered everything that happened from the time Gabriel told her that she would bear the Son of God. And she pondered the things that happened with her and her cousin Elizabeth. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. When the day get rough, you think on the things of God. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Now watch this. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Now eventually, Herod decided to kill all the children around Jesus' age. When the wise men came, he sent them out. They found the babe, but the Lord sent them another way. They couldn't go back and tell Herod where he was, because the enemy always wants to stop the things of God. You can't, if you have a good heart, this is how you win. You receive what God said about everything and ponder it in your heart. What did God tell you specifically? If he gives you something to do, you receive that word and ponder it in your heart. If you're trying to overcome something that's been aggravating you all your life, find the word of God. Plant it in your heart. Speak it. Pray it. Believe it. Receive it, believe it, pray it, and speak it in your life. Ponder it in your heart like Mary did. And you'll overcome and weather all the storms. You'll drive out the enemy. And you don't have to wait to fight Satan. You can fight Satan when you want to. You don't have to wait to fight. You can rebuke Satan at your own will. So you don't have to wait till he bother you to bother him. In fact, when God gives you an assignment, he wants to stop it. Don't let him stop it, preachers. Do it. Don't let the deacon board stop it. Don't let angry members stop it. Find a way to do what God gives you to do. Don't let people that love the world get in your way. Now, how do you deal with people when they are enemies against the plan of God? You protect it. You speak it. You do it. If nobody help you, you do it anyway. There is a way to do it, and ask God to help you do it. Now you let the Lord fight the people. Don't let what people, negative people say ruin what you're doing. Do it anyway. If they don't believe in it, you don't need to help. Say that's all right. Don't worry about it, and keep moving. Get somebody that will do it. This is what I do. I decided a long time ago, I'm not going to wait on people to do God's will. I'm not going to wait till I get help to begin doing what God said do. And this is also something. I don't let weak people help me. If they're too weak, that's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get this done. And God will give me faithful people. And he does. That help me. See, people that... I said earlier, you can't fight Satan if you think like him. People that think like Satan, they give up. Now, we'll talk about that later because I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. And he's always with you to help you to go forward. I may be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our